Proverbs 19:8 says, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good." There are a number of proverbs that we've already discussed in the previous 552 proverb devotionals that encourage us to get understanding. But the second half of this proverb emphasizes keeping that understanding that you get. And that is a very important matter to consider. For example, the actual human author of this proverb was King Solomon, and yet he did not keep his understanding of these proverbs. And the whole sordid thing is explained for us in 1 Kings 11, but we'll just read verses 4 through 6 where it says, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father." In other words, Solomon didn't end well. The Lord divided the kingdom after Solomon's death for David's sake, and left only the tribe of Judah originally fully intact and under control of Solomon's son Rehoboam. Now, the tribe of Levi ended up also under Rehoboam's rule as a result of Jeroboam's apostasy, and he replaced the Levites with unqualified base sort of characters as priests in the northern kingdom. And then the tribe of Benjamin also chose to side with Judah, and they ended up serving under Rehoboam's rule as well. So the net loss was 9 of the 12 tribes of Israel, and all because Solomon did not keep the understanding he once had of God's wisdom from his word. And I've seen this many times in my 3.5 decades as a Christian. But I've also seen the results of keeping understanding. I've been blessed with loved ones and family members who stayed the course to the end of their lives. They got understanding and kept it. Yes, they were human and they were not perfect and certainly not sinless, but their adoption of God's wisdom as their own helped them navigate their way through the troubled waters of life. They showed me real life examples of the truth of our proverb when it says, "He that keepeth understanding shall find good." And as of age 54, I have spent nearly 35 years following that example, and I intend to the rest of my life. I've not been perfect. I made some bad choices and bad moves over the years, but even those mistakes can be used of God to build us up and make our lives better for the future. As we'll see in Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." I learned that I must choose to turn off the bad influences, reject temptation, and faithfully remain true to God by daily feeding on His Word and following the testimony of Solomon's own father, King David, who said this in Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." That is the basic concept of Bible memorization, memorizing Bible verses and putting them in your heart so you have them always with you. Without doing so, what would be a short-term fall and struggle will turn into a life-changing, detrimental trend that'll destroy us. Instead, let us follow Proverbs 4:5, which says, and we read this before, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." The born-again child of God is blessed with the wisdom of God at his or her disposal. We have it in our Bibles, on our Bible apps, and we ought to have it in our hearts. If we don't get it and keep it, then we don't have anyone else to blame but ourselves. It's a choice that each and every one of us have to make every day when we wake up.